Love, laughter, and breathtaking history highlight the 2018 season of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. As the actors arrive in town to begin rehearsals, Laura Kennedy has this preview of the major cultural event of the summer.
This season, the Illinois Shakespeare Festival deftly combines the thrill of both a battle and a heart won, familiar faces revisiting cherished roles, and a chance to imagine what if about the man himself, William Shakespeare. The 2018 season kicks off July 5th with The Merry Wives of Windsor, Henry V, and for the first time at the festival, Shakespeare in Love. The trio of plays are just a part of what the festival has to offer. That's according to John Stark, who's been a production designer with the festival for years, and this season makes his debut as artistic director. Stark says the festival staff is going into this season on a high note, thanks to the Chicago Tribune dubbing the Illinois Shakespeare Festival as one of the 20 must-see cultural attractions in the state of Illinois.
I subscribed to the paper, I opened it up, and there we were, number one. I thought, that's where we need to be, number one.
Did you not see that coming? Didn't they warn you or anything?
They actually did warn us a little bit. We had an idea that it was coming, but I did open it up. It's still fun to see, to actually see the article right there in front of you in the travel section of the Trib.
So now you've got this. Everybody in the state of Illinois has read this, and probably elsewhere, and you're heading into your first season as artistic director at the Shakespeare Festival. Any nerves?
Any nerves? Of course. It's like you. It's sort of like the Field of Dreams. You know, if you plan it, will they come? But we know we have faithful fans of the Shakespeare Festival for all those artistic directors that preceded me, and I know that they will. I know that we have such great patrons in this community and around the region that we know that they'll come, and tickets are selling, so that's a good sign. So
already now, is that unusual that they should be selling this soon?
We have season tickets out there. And it's been something has been there, but we've picked up the pace. It's doing well, and season tickets are still available, and they're still a bargain. You essentially can get three shows for the price of two by going to season tickets route. And so our season ticket sales are up, and so we feel good about that.
So let's talk about those three shows. You're doing The Merry Wives of Windsor, which is a great... could we call it a romantic comedy? Because there is a little bit of romance, not terribly romantic, but there's attempts at romance in it with Falstaff.
That's the whole gist of it, is Falstaff in his attempt to romance the merry wives of Windsor. Our Windsor is going to be the Windsor Economy Suites of Normal, Illinois.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Our merry wives are going to, it's going to take place in Normal, Illinois in 1978, shortly after the famous Grateful Dead concert that was held here in Normal on the ISU campus. And so we're setting it there to have a lot of fun with it and have fun with the era, the time period. And that happens to be the year that the Illinois Shakespeare Festival started, 1978. So we thought that was a good year to pick.
So who's directing?
Deanna Gent, who is from St. Louis, is directing. She's the artistic director of Mustard Seed Theater in St. Louis.
Yes.
And she's on the faculty at Fontbonne University and an Illinois Wesleyan grad, by the way.
So she knows the area.
She does. She lived here for several years while going to school, and she's visited. Her son also attended Wesleyan, so she knows the area.
Who's your Falstaff?
Our Falstaff is a returning Falstaff. He was our Falstaff in the 90s for Henry Four Parts One and Two. Steve Young, who was a student of ours at that time. Steve has been around the world, because he also took up residence in England for a while, but he's now in the Dallas area, and he's returning to be our Falstaff, and so he's continuing that role into this show.
Since you have Falstaff as the main character of The Merry Wives of Windsor, can we see the show drinking some Shakespeare?
We're going to be selling Shakespeare.
Get out of here!
From a local brewery that is as our supplier of Shakespeare.
Who's your brewer?
White Oak Brewery is supplies our beer for the summer. They started with us last summer. We are anticipating another summer of Shakespeare.
Well, you'll also be doing Henry V, which is just about one of the most quotable of all of Shakespeare's plays.
Yeah, once know? More unto the breach.
Yes, so, we few, we happy few.
Few. All of those. I like the histories, and it's one of my favorites. It's an inspiring play, and it's very noble, heroic, and really, it's the end of the tetralogy of the Richard II and the Henry IVs, Part 1 and 2, and into Henry V, and we see where we end up with King Henry.
Who is playing your King Henry?
King Henry is a returning actor. He was with us last season, Jordan Cofftrey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and he also was in Failure, A Love Story several years ago, several years ago. And he has finished his MFA at the University of Illinois, and he was with us last season. So this is his third year with ISF, and we're proud to have Jordan back.
That's John Stark, Artistic Director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival, which is currently in rehearsals for the 2018 season, beginning July 5th. I'm Laura Kennedy.
The Illinois Shakespeare Festival also offers a summer, or rather midsummer, day camps, which encourage 1st through 12th graders to learn communication skills, problem-solving techniques, collaboration, and creative expression.